Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE 88.9 FM, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel, and we have Melanie Cutting with us today. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Back again.
That's good.
Missed
you.
Yeah. I did go to the movies. The movies just opened, like, literally the other day. And we probably weren't the first people, but we were almost the first people there.
And of course
they've got all kinds of protocols in place at all the theaters. The one that I went to, and the one that I typically go to, is the Maison de Cinema. But certainly the Galaxy Cinema has reopened. I'm assuming the one in Magog has, but I must admit I'm not entirely sure about that one. But certainly the two local ones have reopened, and they seem to have the policy of both have new films, or at least newish films, in combination with really old movies. But old but good movies.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, go figure. I don't know quite why. I think they just want people to, you know, start thinking in terms of coming to the theater, and they want to have something to show them. So, for example, this week at the Maison de Cinema, there are several, four English movies that are new. And then there's what they call special programming, and they have Ghostbusters, Lord of the Rings, Mad Max, Green Book, Interstellar. They've got movies that are generally best seen in a theater because they're not so much Green Book, but the others, you know, they're big special effects extravaganzas, and it is quite fun to see them in the theater. So they're not new, but they're now available to see in a big theater. And the pricing, I think the pricing at the moment across the board is $5 to get in.
That's
amazing.
It is, right.
I thought I was going to use my leftover package of my little book of tickets from before, but they said, you can do that if you want, but you don't have to because these are only $5, so you're sort of basically spending a $7 ticket on a $5 entry. So I said, in that case. Anyway, so this will go on for a little while, the reduced admission price, which is very nice.
And just on the older movies?
That's on older movies,
Okay.
Because the one that we went to see was not one of the oldies but goodies. We are actually hoping to see one or two of those at some point, but The one that I went to see the other day with my husband and friends is called The 20th Century, which was just fascinating. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And the other English language movies that are there and will be there, I think, for a little while, is one called Bloodshot with Vin Diesel. I am not a huge Vin Diesel fan, but every once in a while, I'll go see a Vin Diesel movie. You know, this particular one is getting sort of okay reviews, mostly so-so. Mostly people are saying this particular story has been done and redone and done again about a soldier who has been so badly injured that he basically was dead, and he came back bionic and seems to be unkillable. I believe it is based on a comic strip, and it's kind of like people say, it's just so the effects are good, but it's not. It's a story that's been done a number of times of someone who's been rebuilt, and that's essentially what's going on with him. So, if you like Vin Diesel, and lots of people do. That is playing locally. Okay. And looking on Rotten Tomatoes, 78% of the audience score has been positive. So it's one of those movies where you And this happens fairly often. You have real difference between what the critics think and what the movie-going public thinks. Mm-hmm. The movie-going public, those who go to see Vin Diesel movies like Vin Diesel. And this one has Vin, plus a lot of action, plus a fair bit of bloodshed and some kind of sci-fi effects. So that's it is what it is. And as I said, if you like Vin Diesel and this kind of movie, then absolutely $5, go and see it. The movie, two other movies that are playing now. One is called My Spy with Dave Bautista and a little girl. And he plays a CIA, kind of a disgraced CIA agent. And he ends up having to spy on this little girl and her mom. It's very cute. Actually, I saw it before the lockdown, and I can't remember. I guess it was out briefly, but of course, and nothing was playing. But I saw this movie, and it is actually very cute. It's also a little bit tired. There's nothing in it that hasn't been done before, probably many times. But it is, it's cute. And again, we have a situation where the critics say, well, not bad. It's a 49% approval. And the audience is 66%. So it's kind of like nobody loves it, but nobody really hates it much either. And what they say here is that My Spy plugs Dave Bautista into the, quote, charismatic action star meets cute kid, unquote, formula. And it is a formula with generally painless, albeit decidedly mediocre results. If I have to watch someone like Dave Bautista or Vin Diesel, I think I would go for Dave Bautista. He just seems more human, more approachable. And he works very well with this little girl who is somebody you've never heard of, but her name is Chloe Coleman. And she's probably the best thing in the movie. She really is very, very cute. So if you've, and it's a movie that you can take your kids. I don't know exactly how old, but, youngish kids. Mm-hmm. And it's fun. And mm-hmm. no one really is still cocooning in their homes anymore. But if you're looking, as I say, if you're looking for a way to spend a lazy afternoon with your older kids, well, older, I guess older than 11, you won't regret seeing My Spy. An interesting note about many movies these days is that, yes, you can go to the theaters and see them, but you may also be able to see a bunch of these things online. For example, My Spy, this is probably where I saw it, My Spy is on either Netflix or Amazon or one of the streaming media. So it's one, if you want to go out and have fun with your kids, then enjoy. Go to the movies. If you want to see something that's worth going to the movies in terms of just the scope of the screen and the movie theater experience, you don't need it for My Spy, but it doesn't hurt. And lastly, I could say, well, almost lastly, there's another movie in English playing. It's actually in English and a number of other languages. And once again, the Maison de Cinema, and although initially they had it listed as on the website as English, now it says French. But in reality, it's an English language movie, English and Romanian, and it's got subtitles in French. So if you are looking on the website and you or at the Maison de Cinema website and you see, oh, here's this movie, but I guess it's only in French, that's not true. It is in English, and it's kind of a whodunit. It looks really interesting. It's called The Whistler, And from what I've read about it, I haven't seen it, but I believe it is likely the next one that I would go and see. It's listed as a Romanian comedy crime thriller.
Oh.
And yeah, go figure. I had no idea that Romania had a film industry, but apparently they do, and it's a pretty good one. So what it says here basically is you will have heard of none of the performers, but it does say that it's got nothing. Not everything is as it seems for Christie, a policeman who plays both sides of the law, embarking with the beautiful Gilda on a high stakes heist. Both will have to navigate the twists and turns of corruption, treachery, and deception. So that sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and it's doing critics seem to like it. It was introduced at least one of the recent film festivals, and people are thinking this is very, you know, it's unusual, but it's interesting. And as far as people around here, so, you know, it's in English, so there you go. And finally, the movie that I did go to see the other night is called the 20th Century, and don't try and find it on Rotten Tomatoes, because I did this a number of times. Every time you plug in that title, and it looks as if you're about to go to the information about the movie, it takes you to the information about a totally different movie that was made many years ago. And it's not even quite the same name. It's a similar name, but not different. So don't go through Rotten Tomatoes. Just plug in the words, the 28th century movie or something like that on the internet, and then you'll find some information about this film. It's a Canadian movie, again, kind of an award winner, and very, very fascinating, really quite fascinating. It is unlike any movie I have ever seen before. And I've seen a lot of movies, as you know. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, wow, I wonder what's so special about this. Well, kind of everything is special about it. It is just so strange. But in a nutshell, it's a look at the early life. This is from Variety. A look at the early life of Canada's longest serving prime minister. He served for 22 years as W.L. Mackenzie King. And this goes back to the many, many years ago. And for whatever reason, the filmmaker, Matthew Rankin, who has, this actually is his first feature-length movie. He's made a number of award-winning shorter films. But this is just so strange. There's just so much to it. And you don't bring the kids, because it's absolutely not suitable for children. And I'll just read you a quick little thing here. It says, like Guy Madden, who's quite a well-known filmmaker, Winnipeg filmmaker, and it says, like Madden, Rankin ransacks film, theater, and art history for his visual style. Here he creates a compelling pastiche of German expressionism, early melodrama, instructional films, science fiction, disturbing midnight madness situations, including decapitation by ice skate, Monty Python, men play women, women play men, as what comprises up. Anyway, there really is no good way to do justice to what's going on in this movie, because it's just so off the wall. But there were four of us who went to see it, and we were, by the way, four of the six people in the theater. Mm-hmm. So it was no problem finding seats.
Okay.
And they do have a little protocol in the theater about where you can and can't sit. Mm-hmm. But it certainly wasn't an issue for this movie. Anyway, it is just really hard. It's before you go and see it, you might want to just look it up on the internet. The 20th century movie. It's satiric and scurrilous, is what they say. And this is, the more familiar one is with Canadian history, the funnier it is. But even without prior knowledge of what's going on in Canada, it can be enjoyed for its combination of supreme creativity, jaw-dropping audacity, and amusing tongue-in-cheek dialogue. And it premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival last year. So it is definitely worth a watch. Don't expect the ordinary, because there's kind of nothing ordinary about this film.
Okay.
It's an hour and a half. It's an hour and a half long, and it's you're never falling asleep in this movie, that's for sure. you just don't know what's coming next. So that's my recommendation for this week, is go see an English movie. You can see something kind of ordinary, Bloodshot with Vin Diesel. Go see a cute, but again, kind of not so unusual movie called My Spy, which is a comedy. And then this new one that I haven't seen yet, The Whistlers, the Romanian movie, which I am going to see. It looks like something I would enjoy. And then The 20th Century, which is totally inexplicable. You can't say more, except then maybe go and read a bit about it before you go to see it, so that you're not totally surprised. So okay, that would be my recommendation. And again, if you want to, it's $5 a movie, and there's the newish movies, and then there's a slew of these older ones in both languages. I just happen to have the little flyer that covers just the English movies. But they do have, it's the usual, they do have 16 theaters, and all the theaters are up and running. The way they've handled the situation with too many people, there aren't too many people. But if there happens to be a cinema that has a lot of people who would like to come and watch the movie, there are little codes, there are little red dots on some of the chairs that you can't sit in. Mm-hmm. So it's a way of ensuring social distancing. Okay. Of course, if you've come with someone, then like my husband, I could sit with my husband, and they even said, "Well, you can, if you want, you can sit with your two friends too." And I said, "No, it's okay. We're not that close." So that's they've got that all covered. Everything is just as you would expect. Okay. In terms of not getting too close to people in line, there was no line when I was there, but there could as time goes on, people may start they may realize that this is open again, and it's worth going to, and it's always been a kind of a fun social thing.
Any other protocols that we should be aware of, maybe?
When you walk in the door, someone will of course stop and escort you with hand sanitizer, and we'll give you a very short, a tiny little talk about what the protocols are. But the thing about being not sitting in the seats that have the red dots on them is probably the most important one.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So it's very, and as I said, we decided, just in case there was some sort of a lineup, that earlier in the day I would stop by the theater and pick up the tickets, so that I wouldn't have to wait in line the way we usually do. So I did that, and it was all fine. There was no lineup. There was just like, I don't know. I hope I hope they do well. I hope that things pick up for them. But certainly the other day when I was there, which was I think only their second day open, it was. No, it was pretty. It was pretty quiet. The other, also before I let you go, I wanted to mention that the Cineplex, the Maison, the other one, the Galaxy Cinemas. There is. I must admit, I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to what's going on there because I don't go there. They have. Their English offerings are few and far between, but they do have at least one English film, among the new ones. They too have, they're showing just a whole bunch of old ones, Ghostbusters, Jaws, Jurassic Park, you know, that kind of thing. But what I was surprised to see, I just didn't know this, is that they have their seats. They have several of the theaters, not all of them apparently, but several of the theaters have what they call full recliner seats.
Okay.
they're not just your average movie theater seats. These are like, I guess they're like, well, full recliner. And at least one of the theaters has what's called D-Box, which is a full recliner seat that has movement to it. So I think when there's, for example, this movie Bloodshot is playing in French there, and I think when there are kind of exciting moments on the screen with lots of activity, I think your seat goes, you know, moves around and shakes you.
Oh,
but
that's
obviously
no
you're
different,
gonna,
isn't it?
You're gonna pay extra for that. I don't know how
mm-hmm.
much.
Okay.
So that's a little something that they have going on at the Galaxy Cinema. And I can tell you, beyond the English movies, they also have my Mon Espion, which is My Spy in French. And they have an English movie called Target Number One. And I don't know a whole lot about that. But I think it is coming to the Maison de Cinema. So if you don't catch it at the Galaxy, then it's likely to show up sometime very soon at Maison de Cinema, which is my preferred venue.
Mm-hmm. Good. Oh, lots to think about. Anyway. Lots to go and see.
Yeah. Oh, there's a number of things to go and see, and they're to say, you know, they range from the really mundane, not very exciting, to something quite interesting, like this 20th century movie, Canadian film, and the Romanian movie, The Whistlers. So it's not as if there's nothing there. And if you want to, if you have not ever seen one of the big budget movies, such as Lord of the Rings, if you've never seen that in the theater, and most of us have seen it one way or another, usually on television. But if you would like to go see it on the big screen for $5, you get, like, you know, this monster movie, The Lord of the Rings, in you know, just taking up the whole room. So mm-hmm. I would, that's something that you might want to do. And you might want to bring, that's something you can bring the kids to for sure.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, okay. So that's it for me mm-hmm. for now. I hope to have another film under my belt by the time we speak again.
Okay. Well,
likely that movie, Whistlers, but we may also go and see one of the oldie but goodie ones, such as Lord of the Rings.
So, that would be fun.
And so I'm back, and I'm back at the movies, and it feels good.
Great. I'm glad to have you back, Melanie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.